I'm hearing an echo.
Muhammad, you are here?
Yes, I am here.
Wonderful, thank you.
There is some echo and
Muhammad will start in a few minutes. Okay.
There's some echo.
Yes, we will fix it. Moment. Do you hear me better now?
Do you hear me well?
I said, do you hear me better now? Is there an echo now?
There's no echo on your side, but I can hear my voice.
Aha, this is a line problem, a telephone problem. I don't know if the staff can fix this.
I did disconnect and reconnect it again to Abigo, but this is the same issue.
Okay, it might be better. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. And you?
I can hear you very well. But the same echo issue, but I...
Okay, so you still hear echo from your side?
Yeah, but...
So perhaps when you speak, when you speak, you take out the telephone from your ear, so that you only speak.
Yes. I think I would just when I speak, I'll put the speaker or off.
Yes.
So then I don't get my egg.
Yes, please.
No worries.
Muhammad, we are waiting for people to gather here.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. I did ask Sylvia on a hot topic. This is late. The hot topics report on the screen. She already received from my side the latest report.
The hot topics report. He asked Sylvia to go. Okay.
We have it.
Okay, I think we will start. Mohammed, let me first welcome our friends from the whole Africa. They are here in the room, and they came because on the agenda it is still Afro-African meeting, while it is Afralu meeting only, but you are welcome. We don't have anything to hide. It is unfortunately it wasn't changed from the main agenda because it seems that the main agenda cannot be changed at the last minute. So, Mohammed, do you hear me, Mohammed?
Thank you very much.
So go ahead, Mohammed.
Danny, I can hear you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. I can hear you very well. Welcome everyone to Afralo meeting, and as Tijani said, we're very sorry for the confusion about the joint Afralo African meeting, but we're happy to have you in the room. There is an important topic to be discussed, which is the hot topics that Afralo community has been discussing for some time. Unfortunately, I was not being able to be with you in beautiful San Juan for health reasons. And I'm very envy you all. I'm jealous because seeing your Facebook photos of the beautiful place and the parties I guess you're having there. Enjoy San Juan, and I hope we have a good meeting. And as Tijani said, we're looking forward to your contribution on the topic that we're going to discuss, which is the Afralo hot topics. Those are hot topics that we have been internally discussing, and finally we have a report to present to you. Because I'm not in the room with you, and Adobe Connect is not functioning, so I can't see you, and you cannot see me, so it will be very difficult for me to chair this meeting and effectively and run it. So I hand it over to either Aziz Hilali, who's our previous chair, if he's in the room. Aziz has been leading Afralo, and he's an excellent moderator for the conference. So I think it's he will be able to facilitate the conference call in the room, and I will be participating in the call remotely. Sarah, then as well, Afralo Secretariat, she's available as well in the room with you, and she will contribute with Tijani to the agenda and the discussion. Thank you very much. I will hand it over to you.
Thank you, Mohammed. Aziz cannot make it because he's stuck in a NAMCOM meeting. So let's start this meeting, and I would like to welcome everyone here. And the roll call, Shalit, it is on the agenda.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Gisela for the transcript. We will be sending an attendance sheet around the room for people to please write their names. And I'd just like to remind everyone that we have French and Arabic interpretation if it's needed, but the audio feed on the Adiga Bridge for Mohammed will just be in English. Okay. There is audio streaming if you connect to the main ICANN website and you do need to listen to this in French. Just connect via the main website page and you will have the audio feed in the language that you need. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. So Mohammed made the introduction. Now our item number 3 on the agenda is Afralo Hot Topics. And Mohammed, you have the report and you want to address it. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. And so I think in front of you should be seen in the screen the Afralo Hot Topics report. And to give you a brief for the attendees who are attending the meeting for the first time, Afralo have a Hot Topics working group. And the working group main objective was to agree on relevant topics, identify and agree on relevant topics that we as a community consider as a hot topics for the African internet community within ICANN, so we can focus on those policy issues and prioritize those issues, and in our discussions as well, trying to have champions within ourselves to address those issues and raise those issues internally. So this working group did work extensively in the last few months. We had a couple of conference calls, I think about 4 or 5 conference calls. And the objective was to agree on a set of prioritized hot topics, selected hot topics items that we can consider and work toward. And first, I would like to thank the working group members, Fatimata, Daniel, and Dave, and Tijani, and everyone contributed to the work, especially Daniel, for taking the lead on the report. Our objective was not just only produce, agree on the selected topics, and also produce a report, but try to identify actions and tasks that we can deliver against those topics. So the current selected hot topics are: number one, promoting the NSSEC implementation in African PLD registries. And we think that this is an important issue for the security and stability of the PLDs operated by African registries. And that we can try to do some work there. New GTLDs and geographic names is an important hot topic for the African region, especially after the experience of the Rafica. New GTLD subsequent procedures, that's an area we can focus on and try to look closely to it. GDPR, it's a hot topic debated currently in ICANN, as you can see in the discussions in San Juan. Although we didn't have many service providers from the African region servicing the European market, but that does not mean that we should exclude this important topic. It affects us, and it affects the growing internet industry in Africa. So we need to pay attention to the GDPR and the GDPR implications on the domain name business. The registration directory services and who is another important hot topic issue that has been selected by our community. Again, accountability and transparency also it's an important issue for us. Diversity and participation of ICANN. We are coming from a region that is, we can say that require attention in terms of outreach and capacity building. So ensuring an equal diversity and effort in participation and engagement is important to us. Internet governance activities and issues that also is important for our region. Capacity building, awareness and outreach to Africa. And here we need to focus in areas related to how we can extend disseminate materials about ICANN, about ICANN issues and policy development in languages other than English to the African internet users. So those are the selected hot topic policy issues. And if you look to the report, and I hope you can have a link in somewhere in the screen in front of you, so you can see it. And if you just Google Afralo Hot Topics report, you can go to our wiki page and you can see the report there. But the structure of the report, basically, each hot topic selected, there's a summary about the issue, and there is a few sentences about why this issue is important to us, to the African internet community, Afralo. And what action, and then we have some proposed action items to address this issue. Those action items could range from working with other stakeholders in the region. For example, this is the case of the DNSSEC, coordination with AFDLD and our ALSs. Or it could be conducting webinars, or it could be having outreach. So this is a quick review of Hot Topics report in terms of the policy Hot Topics item selected and the structure of the report. I hope it helps you in the discussion. And really, I encourage you to provide us your feedback. We had a consultation period within Afralo, and we concluded our consultation period within Afralo. But before issuing the final report, we're happy to hear from you. And we'd like to hear from you if you have any comments about what we have, so we can consider them. Thank you very much. Hand it over to you, Tijani.
Thank you, Mohammed. Thank you for this report. Is there any question about it? If you want, I can tell you how we reached this point. In Johannesburg, we decided to address the hot topics, to try to find what are the topics that can be considered as hot for Afralo. And we had two boards, and people gave their proposal, and we put them on the boards. And most of those topics was out of the scope because they are not topics related to ICANN, such as cybersecurity, et cetera, the topics that address the content and not the number and the names. And after a small period of consultation, we managed to convince people to concentrate our work on topics that are related to ICANN. This is the list that Mohammed just read here. After that, it was worked on by Daniel, by Mohammed, and by Fatimata to issue this report, and we want and we need your feedback on it. Any remark? Any question? That's great. Everything is clear. Okay. Abdeljalil.
Abdeljalil pour la Estrema. Donc merci beaucoup pour le rapport. Et je pense qu'il y a un sujet où...
Thank you for presenting this report. I think there's another subject we discussed yesterday regarding the KSK rollover. I think that could be added here as well. Thank you. Tijani speaking. Excellent, Abdeljalil. You're absolutely right. This is a very hot topic right now, and this should be added to our list. Absolutely. Thank you.
Any other? Oh? No one. Okay. I would like to remind you that the objective of defining hot topics for Afralo is to make them discussed inside the community, the at-large community of Africa, to be discussed, to make people aware of them, to make people, to raise their awareness about them, and to make them contribute to the work done on them. It might be an advice to the board through at-large. It might be participation in working group to develop policies. It might be any kind of contribution. This is the aim of our work. We need to be to contribute in the work of ICANN, especially in the policy development. Hadia.
Hadia Nia, for the record, I just want to make sure, are the two hot topics we're talking about the new GTLDs and so okay, thank you. Thank you. I withdraw.
Any other question? Est-ce qu'il y a une autre question?
Are there any other questions? No? In the absence of questions, then I take it everyone is happy with the results. Our work will go on either way. The comments period is still open, but I think we should put an end to this work at some stage and to publish our final report, which should be feasible within a few weeks. Right.
Comments?
Yes, Mohammed, please.
Thank you very much, Jan. And thanks, everyone, for your comments. Actually, the comments period has already concluded, and I think we are, as a group, ready to issue the final report. And it's ready, and it basically was waiting for you in this meeting to endorse it. So this is an important step, and I think we can take this further. Now we have a document that's list topics that, let's say, prioritize topics that's important for Afralo, and then we can formalize our activities around them, and we can proceed ahead and issue the final report. Thanks, everyone, for your input.
Sorry, Mohammed. Sorry for the mistake. I didn't know that the comment period was closed. Hedia?
Hadia Minyoy, for the record. I just want to make sure that the DNSSEC implementation in Africa's TLD registries does include, of course, the KSK rollover, right? Yes, definitely. Yeah.
It was proposed to be added, and it will be added.
Okay, thank you.
Heidi has a proposal. Heidi, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Tijani. So well done, everyone. I mean, I think this is fantastic that you do have this very strong Afralo hot policy topic. You're only one of, this is the second RELO that has completed theirs, so really well done to Afralo. On this, one of the aims of this document was to provide a guide to people within Afralo who are doing outreach and engagement activities, so they could take this when they're working at the booths at the various locations within Africa, IGF, regional IGFs, to talk, and when you're talking with possible people who will be joining Afralo. So I'm wondering if you would like to have the final document, and I know we're going to add KSK, et cetera, perhaps go through a review with our communications department to make it more visually appealing. And obviously we'll translate that into French minimally as well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your help, staff. Daniel, please.
Thank you very much, Daniel, for the record. As you know, that one thing I've realized over a number of times when we started discussing the hot topics is every other time there is always something new that is coming up. And since we have this document and the review period is, should I say, completed, that the report is going to be keep on going on, all the same, we have to keep abreast of the changing technologies, of the upcoming issues, as far as ICANN is concerned. Like yesterday, when we were here in the ALAC discussing about the case carryover, and when I had a chat with some of the participants in Africa, it's like two countries or three countries that are ready when it comes to the case carryover issue. So automatically, it comes in because we need more reach out and more engagement. So I'm urging also the team that let's not stop at just simply saying, okay, it's done. The work is not done. Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hot topics are never final. There is always, every day, a new hot topics. So, of course, this is the final report of the first set of hot topics that we have already chosen. But the hot topics will not stop to be growing. Yes, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Varsha Sulal. I'm from South Africa, and I am a first-time fellow, and I apologize if I'm not supposed to be seated around here. I just wanted to find out, how would somebody like me, I'm the master of the Pretoria High Court, I'm a lawyer, and I'm also a doctoral student researching ICT law and how ICT regulation can empower emerging economies. And I study South African and many other African regulatory systems. I wanted to find out, as a first-time fellow, how would you, and in particular, with particular reference to your outreach initiatives, how would somebody like me get engaged? What programs do you have? And I'm sorry, I seem to be barging in, but I mean, I think it's really necessary. I don't see anyone from my country represented here, and I just want to find out, what is it that you do? How can I get involved? I'm very passionate about the ICT space, and especially development in my region. So I really would love to hear from you.
Thank you very much. For your information, we have two ALSs from South Africa. They are not present today here. To engage, it's very easy. Everything we do is open to everyone. You can attend all our meetings. You can attend all our teleconferences. You will be called by telephone, and you will have the electronic tool to communicate. You can make any proposal you want. You can enter in any working group you want. It is open to everyone. But if you want to be integrated in AFRA law as a structure, it is very easy also. If you have an association or organization of internet, you can this association or organization can apply to be an ALS, an at-large structure in AFRA law. But if you don't have, even if you don't have, you can apply as an individual, and you can be an individual member in AFRA law. So it is very easy. If you want to work, welcome, because we are in need of people who want to work.
Thank you.
Okay, so shall we close? Yes, Hadia. Okay, Hadia. Go.
Hadia Minyai, for the record, it's just a quick comment, and I know you've said that the commenting period has ended, but I see that there is nothing actually related to the DNS market or business related within the hot topics.
Hadia, we are about end users. So our focus is on end user. What is the interest? What is the hot topic for end users? This is why you don't see, and you will not see something about market or about business or something like this.
But actually, my thought was that if you actually have a competitive market, if you have many registries and registrars, this actually is for the benefit of the end user, because he will have choices, because this competition might actually benefit him with lower prices. And also, I don't know if we look at... business people working in this, well, you could say that those are like contracted parties or whatever, but maybe entrepreneurs also are end users. I don't know. That's just a thought.
Hadia, propose a hot topic regarding the market. Propose one. And you will see. Yes, Daniel, please.
Daniel, for the record. Hadia, I hear you, what you're speaking. And I happened to have a chat with one of the people from the business constituency. And they happened to draft two documents that are for review. And I think one of them is tackling the issue that you're discussing. But also, as Tijani said, I'll just simply reiterate. When the next review of the preparing the report of the second draft of the hot topics, I'll be very happy at least to see that included for discussion, and we can be able to contribute into that discussion whereby how does the pricing of the end user affect, I don't know how I can put it. Yeah, but to just simply correlate the two. Yes, yeah, thank okay. you.
Thank you, Daniel. I would like to remind you that we are addressing here the hot topics. We are not listing any topic that can be discussed. We are speaking about hot topics. So if you have a hot topic about market, Danish market. Okay. Any other remark? Mohammed, do you want to say something about the report?
Thank you so much, Tijani. But I think it's this is a healthy discussion anyway. But it's important that we have concrete suggestions so we can take it over. What exactly the issue we're tackling? How it will affect the users, and what we're going to do as a community to tackle this issue. We're happy to receive proposals, but I think there's to move ahead now. We have completed at least a proposal. We're moving ahead. We're happy to accommodate any further future concrete proposals. And thank you. I want to thank Heidi and staff for the support, and I think it's as well your proposal for visualizing the report and also translating it. That will be very useful, and we'll share that with you. And thanks everyone for the comments.
Thank you, Mohammed. I would like to apologize to our friends, French speaker friends here in the room. Mohammed wouldn't hear the French translation if I speak French. So I will speak English, and we have translation here in the room, so everyone will be happy, I hope. Coming back now to the agenda, the next point is about the operating principles of AFRA law. It was discussed last teleconference, and it was decided that we take 2 weeks to think about it. It was a Shen proposal. And now today it is on the agenda, and my proposal, I will list them, we will speak about them, but my proposal is to separate them, not to make them all on the same document, and to make them voted by AFRA law, since they were worked on and they were discussed for a very long time. So the first one, individual membership, it is already adopted. Go to the next. So the list is weighted vote, performance metrics, decertification, quorum, and vice chair position. Those are the topics that we worked on for our operating procedure, and we prepared a recommendation on them. I propose that we put them for the vote one by one, not together, one by one. And the one which pass, it will be something solved. The one that don't pass, we have to work on it again in this case. I don't know what you think about this methodology. Shan.
Thank you, Chair. This is Sean for the record. I'm fine with the idea of voting one by one. And I think the one of priority is the one that has to do with the desertification, which is the desertification and the performance metrics. Those two are connected. We can't vote for desertification and then vote against the performance metrics. It makes no sense. So I'll just say that we just pick the vote for desertification. Whatever is the result is implied for performance. However, for the one of weighted voting, I would suggest that we still leave that because I think there's still very heated view and opinion and diverse opinion about that. I would suggest that we don't put that to voting yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. The priority will be to the performance metrics first and then the certification, since the certification is based on the metrics, performance metrics. And then we can go to the others. Every the teleconference or the meeting like this decides on which one we need to put for the vote. We will not put them all together. We'll go one by one, and each one should be agreed by the meeting. So I see that the first one should be the performance metrics, and I think that this should be done very soon. And the second will be the certification. Only a proposal. Any comment?
Could you repeat the statement again? Daniel, yes, for the record.
Yes, I repeat. So we will begin by voting on the performance metrics and then vote on the certification, since the certification is based on the metrics, on the performance metrics. Sean.
This is Sean for the record. Just as a way of a reminder to all of us here and perhaps to those that are following us remotely, if that is still existing, I would like to request the chair to just recap the voting process. Thank you.
The voting process. Ah, okay. Yes. In Nafralo, in general, we do everything by consensus. So if there is a consensus, we don't go to the vote. But if we need to make a vote, the vote is electronic. It dauer at least 7 days. And the result, and it is an anonymous vote, so nobody knows who votes to what. And the result will be what will be given by the monkey survey.
Survey monkey.
Okay.
Just a follow up. So it means that we are just deciding on which of these items, those two items, that will now be initiated to vote for votes. So it should be up for 7 days. So those who are not here have the opportunity to still vote. Thank you.
Sean, we will take the first will be performance metrics, and we will put them for the metrics. We'll put them for vote for 7 days. The result, after the result, we will go and put the certification process for vote. Okay. Mohammed, do you have any thought about that?
Thank you, Tijani. I think this is an important, important decision, and also that this should be done way earlier. Looking at the wiki, the performance metrics, and the rules of procedure, this has been proposed, I think, almost, Tijani can correct me, not less than 8 months. So I think it's time now to move ahead. Personally, I'm in favor of
the voting. I don't think there is an issue about voting, but setting a clear timeline also, that's a proposal I can accept. But I think it's important that we close this long pending issue. It has been waiting on the sidelines for a long time, and I think we should just move ahead and proceed.
Thank you, Mohammed. So if there is not another remark, I will go and read the performance metrics that we prepared. So, criteria of involvement and participation. First, meetings. The ALS or the member should attend AFRALO conference call and any other virtual or face-to-face meeting. The non-attendance or lack of participation in face-to-face or virtual meetings won't be counted if they are justified and documented, and if concerned the member apologized in appropriate time. This is one criteria. Second criteria is the contribution. So the member should contribute to AFRALO discussion and or ICANN policy development through mailing list or wiki pages, as well as participation in the working groups. Another criteria is the vote. Any member should vote at the election of AFRALO officer and representatives within on or and on various ICANN constituencies and or any other kind of vote, ratification of statement, survey, etc. And the fourth element of the participation is the local activities. Any ALS or any member should have a real local activity. So any member should have a real presence on the ground, he has to communicate with the individuals and users and of their country or their regions. So those are the four elements of the participation, of the involvement, excuse me. So the ALSs or the members have three status: active, less active, or standby. The threshold parameters will be, for the active, one, participation in at least two meetings every 3 months; B, voting in at least two of the four consecutive polls; C, making at least three contributions every 6 months; and D, submission of at least two local activity reports or more every year. The second status could be less active, and this is for members to participation in at least one meeting every 3 months, voting in at least one of the last four consecutive poll; C, making at least two contributions every 6 months; and D, submission of at least one local activity report each year. If you are in standby, no participation in meetings within 3 months, no vote in the four consecutive polls, the last four consecutive polls, less than two contributions every 6 months, and no local activity report in the year. And how we will assess the status, it will be so A, which is participation in the meeting, or B, which is vote, and the contribution or the local activity. It means that to be active, you need to participate in the meeting or to make the vote, or both. The best is both, but the minimum is that. And plus, you need to contribute, to have the contribution, and also to have local activities.
Do you want to stop for questions?
Pardon?
Do you want to stop for any questions?
Moment, I finish. Okay, I think yes. Okay, is there any question?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tijani. This is Heidi. I noticed that in the first section, one of them was to participate in working groups. And I'm just curious on if you can define those working groups. Are they AFRALO working groups? Are they at-large working groups? Are they GNSO PDPs? Or are they cross-community working groups? Or all of them? Just curious.
It is all of them, Heidi. Yeah, and it must be under record. It is not to declare and say, I am participating in this working group. If you participate in a working group, you are recorded. So this can be monitored.
Just a follow-up question. This is Heidi again. So I'm just wondering how you visualize that tracking of people who are on PDPs, GNSO PDPs, and the cross-community working groups. How has there been any consideration of that?
We will ask our community. We already do, but it will be more formal in the future. We will ask our community, any member who is participating in any working group should tell us that he's. And we go to the wiki page or to the workspace of this working group and see if he is really registered there. And we can also, yes, Gisela.
Sorry, Gisela, for the transcript. So just that we make it clear, just because we track at-large working groups, if it's anything out of at-large, may it be the GNSO or cross-community working group, it will be the person's responsibility to inform at-large staff which other working groups there are. And if there are any metrics in place with the other working groups, I know that the GNSO do track their participation. I'm not aware for the other working groups, because as at-large staff, we can't go beyond our working groups and go and track their participation in other working groups. They will have to be held responsible for that. Thank you.
Their responsibility will be to inform. And I think that the GNSO working groups are all recorded. We have all the track of any participation there. So we can have the track easily, isn't it?
Gisela, again, for the transcript. Yes, we can, but it is then also going out and getting information outside of at large. That's my point. It's then going to just be a snowball effect, because then it will be, then we've got to go to the cross-community working groups and ask them, do you track your attendance? Can I please have for so-and-so? That is, I think that becomes, but I will leave it to Heidi out of our remit.
Heidi?
So this is Heidi. So again, at the moment, I believe most things are tracked by staff manually, which is very, you know, labor intensive. I do believe that there are discussions to, you know, perhaps might be within the Information Technology Initiative or ITI to automate that. But I don't know the status of that yet.
Thank you. So we will have to define the means to measure those metrics we are putting there. Any idea? Yes, Daniel?
It's Daniel for the record. One of the challenges that I see, which affects us even during the ICANN meeting, is the conflict of interest. I'll give an example. Personally, as me, there are times whereby the meeting here is colliding or conflicting with the GNS or RDS, which I'm involved in. So I think if we are to consolidate the metrics of attendance, then with reference to the meeting, apologies should at least come in of the conflict of interest of the participant. Thank you.
Daniel, I apologize, but I don't understand the conflict of interest in what you said. You are speaking about conflict of time between meetings or activities. That's it.
Yes, in case like something is happening on the other side, I cannot split myself into two.
Understand. This is not a conflict of interest. It is a conflict of time.
I don't want to go into this, but if the time is happening, my interest could be here, but when I'm the other side.
The definition of a conflict of interest in our environment is you have an interest that is in conflict with what you are doing. This is what we mean by conflict of interest here. Anyway, I understand your point. Any other remark? So we have here to define, action item please, we have to define how we will track the participation of our members in the working groups outside at large. Okay.
Tijani?
It's Mohammed, yes.
I think this is very difficult to achieve in terms of monitoring that. Usually there could be reports coming from the heads of the working group, performance of members who are underperforming or did not meet the attendance requirement. But that's usually the case when someone is not doing their job. But it's very difficult to have, let's say, requirement, how you can measure that. So you just rely on reporting from the working group if the member did not perform. And I think that you leave it to that level. You can go or request more than that.
Thank you, Mohammed. We will discuss it perhaps in more details later, but I understand that it is not easy. In general, if someone is in a working group, he attends all our meetings and he's very active. So we will not be obliged to go and see if he attended in the GNSO working group. But if we have any doubt, we have the means to see that, because everything is recorded in ICANN, and we can have. So we need to define how we can do this and what are the tools we may use them. I see Abdel Jalil.
Merci beaucoup. C'est Abdel Jalil.
Abdel Jalil speaking. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Abdel Jalil speaking. As for performance drivers and measures, for the metrics, I think we were discussing our attendance at AFRALO meetings. But we said AFRALO meetings. So perhaps we could have these at the ALAC level or at the AFRALO level. But if you wanted at the level of another constituency, such as the GNSO, perhaps we should say at the level of all SOs and all ACs in order to have all these metrics. But I think we should focus on a given constituency. So we couldn't say, okay, it's ALAC, and that's as far as it'll go. So checking whether people will participate beyond ALAC, beyond our constituency, it might be a bit complicated, Tijani speaking. So I have attend AFRALO conference call or any other virtual meeting. That's what I have here on the screen.
Can make it more clear. Please.
Thank you very much. My name is Abdul Karim, and I want to apologize for coming late. And I want to also apologize. Probably maybe my question will be taking you back. I'm actually really happy to be here because this is my first face-to-face meeting. I've been attending the online meeting, so it's great to be here. But this tracking you want to be doing, I want to understand why, what's the importance? Because I believe participating in ICANN, it's voluntary. And if you start tracking people for doing something that is voluntary, then what is the point? I don't understand. What is the essence? Why you want to start doing that? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abdul Karim, and I am happy to see you face to face. I know you by voice, but I don't know you face to face. This is a long discussion that happened since very long time. Several people say we are volunteers, so we don't have any duty. Nobody can ask us to attend or not to attend. We do whatever you want. This is right. You can do what you want, but your situation or your status inside the organization will change from active to non-active or less active. And we need that because people who are not active at all, they will be decertified, they will go. And this is what is happening in all at large. We are perhaps the only, no, we are perhaps two RALOs that never decertified an ALS. But the others, they have already done. So we need to put metrics for that. And as you will see, the metrics are very, very, the process of the certification is very, 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 indulgent. Jalil?
Merci.
Abdel Jalil speaking. Thank you very much. This is Abdel Jalil Bashar. I have a minor question. I would like to know whether the metrics regard ALSAs exclusively or individual members as well, because I see that in our members, in our meetings, we have, okay, participating at meetings, then contributing to the work, voting, but is it at the ALS level or at the individual member level? Tujani speaking. Thank you, Abdel Jalil. As you know, individual members cannot vote for the time being, so they could not be included here.
This is Sarah Kiden for the record. I wanted to add on to what Tijani said and to respond to you, Abdul Karim. So we have over 54 ALSs, but some people lost interest along the way. So we need to also know who is still with us or who is not, just to be able to track that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Sean?
Yeah, thank you. This is Shem for the record. On the decertification wiki, which we wrote, we had two options of decertification. The first one was connected to the performance metrics, while the second one is voluntary. That is, if the person, if the ALS is no longer interested in AFRALO, then we decertify. The problem is that even right now we don't have, because of the fact that we don't have a process, we can't even do any of the two. I'm noticing that it seems that there's some level of lack of clarity on what the metrics are, how do we actually implement the first one, the first option of which is connected to the metrics. And I think the goal is not for us, for me personally, I don't think the goal is to decertify anybody like that, just like that. It's just to have something on ground that will probably stay us or jail us to want to participate in the process. So if I may suggest that perhaps if we are able to, until we are able to find an appropriate way to track how to evaluate performance, that would stick to the decertification option of that has been indicated in as a second option in the wiki. Even though we are still going to have proved the process, but it is still when we get the metrics that is clear. That is when we start implementing it. Thank you.
Sean, let us first read the certification paragraph, and then we'll discuss it. So, yes, Abdel Jalil.
Abdel Jalil speaking. Thank you very much. Another question. Is speaking about performance metrics, or have we moved on to the second item? Tijani speaking. That's exactly what I just said. We're still discussing performance. And if there's any other questions, if there are no more questions on performance, we'll move on to decertification.
Go to decertification. I will read the paragraph. The ELAC is in charge of certification of ALSs under the recommendation of the RALO. It is also in charge of the decertification of the ALSs that don't comply with the membership requirement, also under the requirement of the RALO. since AFRALO is supposed to give its recommendation for the certification, if any need, we must set up the guidelines regarding the decertification of the ALSs. Here we speak about the ALSs because the members are not, they don't go through an accreditation process. They only apply, and if they meet the requirement, they are accepted. The ALSs go through a process. So what are the possible reasons of decertification? First, if the member don't show up since a while, if he or she or the ALS is in hibernation mode and don't exist or don't exist anymore, and the third possibility is the ALS or the person is not interested anymore in AFRALO. So, for the record, three of the RALOs have already recommended the decertification of some ALSs. Now, recommendation is AFRALO can recommend to ALAC the decertification of ALSs following the below process if it doesn't fulfill the performance criteria detailed in this operating procedure. Operating principles. So, first bullet point, an ALS entering in standby status is contacted by the RALO chair to understand why it is not active. An ALS that has been in standby status for one entire year and didn't give valid reasons for that situation should be considered for decertification. Considered, I said. I didn't say it should be decertified. All over this year, the interaction with the ALS representatives shall continue to bring them back to the RALO activities. If after the interaction year, and despite all these efforts, the ALS didn't give any sign of improvement, the RALO chair officially contact the ALS representatives for a last trial to bring them back to the RALO activities before proceeding to the decertification process. If 6 months after the last trial, the ALS didn't improve and didn't give convincing reasons for their silence, the RALO should proceed and propose to the ALAC the decertification of the ALS. All the above apply to the individual members. So this is the decertification text. So, Sean, now I want to understand, because I didn't understand what you said. Can you please explain me what you propose?
Thank you. This is Sean for the record. What I was saying was that because let's not try to separate two documents that are connected. The decertification document and the metric, they are one way or the other connected. And so whatever I'm saying is going to be in both. So during the, when we were talking about the performance metrics, it was all evident that some part of the document may take some time to be able to implement, because we're still going to have to talk about how do we get the relevant data outside of at-large. And I was saying that because there are other means of decertification, which is actually listed, you just raised it now, that let us still go ahead and approve the process, even though we know certain part of it will not necessarily be implemented immediately, because we still need relevant data for them. That was my point.
I understand it. So you propose to put for the vote both performance and the certification?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, understand. I don't know what our members think about that. Abdul Karim.
Oh, thank you, Tijani. My name is Abdul Karim once again. Okay. Sorry, I want to ask a question. What do you mean by all the above is applicable to individual members? That's my first question. And the second question is, I think it's going to be really difficult to actually separate ALS from individual members, because what makes up the ALS are members. And if you have like a member of an ALS participating, not participating in probably at large, but participating in another, one of the other sides of ICANN, then how do you now measure that? That, okay, you're not participating in at large, but you're actually participating in another, one of the other constituencies of ICANN. Thank you.
There is no problem to participate in any other constituency. The only thing that you have to be careful about is not to take leadership position here and there. Otherwise, you can be in any other constituency. You can be in more than one constituency. There is no problem. What I mean by it is applied also to, for individual member. That means that we have the record of our individual members. If this individual member is not active at all or disappear, why should I keep it on our record? It doesn't have any meaning. So in this case, she will be decertified as any ALS can be decertified. Sean, I know. Sara before. Huh? Okay. So, Sean.
Thank you. This is Sean for the record. Just to mention that if there's an understanding of what I tried to clarify the other time, it should be good that when we are sending the final document, the one for the certification, we should put a note on the one that the option for that has connection to the performance metrics, that it is subject to when we have clarity on how we'll get the appropriate data for the implementation.
You mean that we will put them together. It will be the same document, so you don't need any clarification. I didn't understand.
Tijani, if I might.
That's Mohammed.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't understand Sean's comment. Sean commented about there's some areas that we don't have clarity about how we're going to measure the performance or lack of performance. So is I think it's instead of really creating, we cannot have very detailed process and procedures described in a policy document. Usually people tend to give guidelines in terms of if we're saying we're going to monitor, let's say, the members' performance, we should have an external process, not in this policy statement, which is does that. If we don't have that, we need to develop that process. I think is we shouldn't really try to put too much procedures here. The text could be high level in terms of, let's say, saying AFRALO will seek and implement performance monitoring. We'll seek and ways to monitor the performance or seek data about the performance of the members before making a decision or something like that. I understand the point, but it's also just being careful about, and this is not the document to bring loss, fill it with procedures, because this is not the way to do it. I think here we are setting the rules for decertification, and then we need to check if we have the procedures ready. That's fair enough. Not ready, we need to implement them. If it's missing something, we need to complete it. But I think let's proceed with the spirit of that. This is what we accept as the minimum requirement from a participating member, and this is what we cannot accept from a member, and that could lead to a decertification. And basically, and then this we need to monitor, that we're going to be monitored. And the details of monitoring need to be worked out, because otherwise it's very difficult to bring all the details to the document. Thank you, Tijani.
Thank you very much. I have a queue, but before that, Mohammed, perhaps I can propose that we, when this is approved, we can make an implementation document in which we can put every detail that is needed to implement those recommendations. I have Heidi, and then Barak, and then. So Heidi.
Thank you very much, Tijani. This is Heidi. I'm looking at the recently updated and approved Naralo rules, a procedure, and they also have process for ALS decertification and loss of individual member status. And I'm just wondering whether, given that ALS certification and decertification, since it is an ALAC duty, that it would be useful to, consult with all the RALOs and see if there's any possibility of harmonization, and secondly, consult with the ALAC and see if, if everything is also could be improved, et cetera.
Consult with the other RALOs, it would be good. It is always good to consult with the others to see what they are doing. But for the ALAC, there is no need, because ALAC will have the last word, the last say. We will decide if our ALS or our member is active or not. So we will set the rules for that. We will also try to have an inspiration from the other RALOs, but I don't think the ALAC could be involved in that. The second one is Barak.
Thank you, Tijani. Barak Otieno, for the record. 2 points that I want to stress on. One that has been raised by my brother there. Sorry, I keep forgetting the name. Abdul Karim, yeah. I think the work that we are doing is very critical, because in as much as we are volunteering, there are very useful outputs that come out of the work that AFRALO does, and we need seriousness to go along with that. And so I think in as much as we are volunteering, because we are putting in a lot of time and resources, we also need discipline to just ensure that our work goes well. The second issue is I want to just share a practical example that happens at the CCNSO. Every meeting, a register of participants is kept, which is shared after the meeting. I think that's critical to have. So if you've been missing the meetings, we will put it publicly here. And we know that for the whole year you have not shown up. I think that's very important. And then also a listing of the working groups or meetings that individual members or RALOs are participating in. That can be able to clearly show who is involved in what. So I think those are things that we can borrow from other SOs and ACs that are working well for them.
Thank you, Barak. For the meetings, any meeting we organize as ALAC, as AFRALO, any meeting, you have the list of attendance in any meeting. So we have it done. To have the list of the members who is attending or participating in the other working groups, this is what we try to do. And this is we try to find the tool to be able to have it up to date every day. Thank you very much. And the second?
Good afternoon. My name is Caleb, for the record. I have this scenario to play, a question, but it's a scenario. So let's assume now that there is an ALS and there is an individual member. And leadership within the ALS is not participating in the meetings or contributing, but an individual member is participating. Now, does that count for the ALS
or it shows that there will be a level of decertification for the ALS if an individual member of, let's say, the AFRALO and is also a member of, let's say, one of the ALS. Just playing a scenario of how that counts.
Thank you for this question. First of all, I would like to tell you that if you are a member of an ALS, you cannot be individual member. You are already a member. And the ALS is represented by one, two, three, anyone can represent the ALS. We have two official representatives, first contact and second contact. But any ALS can appoint anyone to represent it in any activity. But so the formal representative is the first contact and the second contact. But if those two people cannot attend or cannot be there, they can appoint, they can say, Abdel Jalil will replace me from my ALS. And it is okay, no problem. Okay? Sarah.
This is Sarah Kiden for the record. We see we are running out of time, and I would like to propose that we just pull out those two items into a document and circulate with the rules of procedure working group and other interested people, then give people a week to think about it, and then have another call, if that's okay with everyone.
So we said that the details will be in an implementation document. So now the decision was to go ahead with putting the performance criteria and the decertification together for voting, and if they are adopted, we prepare an implementation document. This is what was decided. We are running out of time, and I have another hand here. Please go ahead, Abdul Karim.
Thank you, Tijani. My name is Abdul Karim. I just want you to go back to what Heidi said about the HELAC having the final say, at large. If the committee has the final say, are we not just wasting our time on this? Something that you don't have a final say on, you are setting the rules. What if they tell you that, okay, the rules you are setting, we do not agree with your rules? So is it not like a waste of time? Because I think what she said is, let's consult with them first. Then we'll now make sure we're actually doing what they are going to agree to. Because if they don't agree to it at the end of the day, it's just a waste of time. Thank you.
Daniel?
Daniel, for the record. I would like to say that this is not a waste of time because we have to drive consensus. And to drive consensus, we as members of AFRALO, we have to come up with what works best for us. If there is something that is working in the other constituency, it does not prevent us from borrowing one idea or two. We are after developing the community of AFRALO and our region. Already we have challenges over participation. Our region has the least participation and members who contribute to the policy development process. So what is the use of having your name as an active participant, and yet you're not actively involved in these whole processes? I think we as volunteers, there is an obligation that we have to give to the community, and especially for our region. We have to develop Africa. And to develop Africa, we have to contribute to these processes globally. Thank you.
Okay.
Jani?
Yes, Mohammed.
Thank you very much, Jani. If I may propose a way forward, I think we can have the text reviewed, and I volunteer to review the text. I heard the concern about the procedure implementation, and I think we can have a text that's ensure that we have we'll take care of the procedural element at a later stage, or at least we'll define it. So to be just cautious about time, I think it's the progress we're making is important. I think there's an agreement that we proceed
with putting a text, this text for voting or for consensus. And basically it requires maybe a little bit words missing. And I can volunteer to do that quickly and revert back to you because I heard the concerns of Sean and others, and also I heard Duty Jenny saying about how we can ensure the implementation. It could be added in the implementation guide at a later stage, and there is also the comment about neural implementation guides. So I think that's the best outcome for this part, if we can proceed with this agreement that we agree to move ahead with this text and basically present it, and I will volunteer to wordsmith it, if that's okay with everyone.
Okay, thank you very much, Mohammed. You are the boss. You decide. So the action item changed now. We will review the text, and Mohammed will make the draft. And when the draft is ready, we'll put it on the, for the vote. We changed our action item. Okay, thank you very much, Mohammed. We are about to close this meeting because we are already on the top of the time, of the hour. If there is any other remark before we close this, is there any other business first? Yes. Salah.
This is Sarah Kiden for the record. I would like to officially welcome Abdul Karim as our very first individual member in Afralo, and it's very nice that you're with us here. Thank you.
Okay, any other remark?
If you would like a group shot.
Okay. So if there is no other business, no other remark, thank you very much. It was very good for me to see people who I didn't see before. Thank you for coming. And this meeting was productive. Thank you, Mohammed, to participate from there. You wasn't able to come. And I would like to thank very, very much our wonderful staff, who is always helpful, who is always helping us at all the levels. And a big, big applause to our interpreters also, that we are really making them work hard. So with this, I will adjourn the meeting. Okay, we will have... We'll have a photo, and Glenn friendly wanted to take us a photo. You can come and have a family photo.
Thank you very much. Interesting.
Glenn, can you Photoshop Mohammed Al-Bashir to picture?